Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you so much, Mark, and thanks for checking out this Texans Today podcast. I'm Drew Doherty. On Tuesday morning at the Methodist Training Center, the Texans worked out on day 5 of training camp. It was a brutally hot morning, and afterwards, head coach Gary Kubiak met with the media and talked about that, the kicking competition, and much, much more.
We're right in the middle of the hardest week of training camp and going through the things you normally go through. So just got to keep pushing. It's giving other guys an opportunity, and we got to get some guys healthy.
Coach, the guys that are missing, obviously, like Mario's experience, but some of the younger guys, I guess these reps are
valuable. Yeah, they definitely are. And, sometimes you don't know what a young guy's got until he gets thrown into fire, and they're getting thrown into fire right now because of some things that have happened here in the last day. So, we'll find out. You know, we'll just keep pushing. But I tell you what, the team is really working through some tough workouts, and we're talking as an organization and a team that we want to get tougher. So we got our chance right now.
Talk about the kicking competition getting started first.
Looked pretty good today. I don't think any of them missed. If I was the referee, I thought they were all good. So, but I think that's the way it's going to be. I think it's going to be, you know, nip and tuck the whole way, and they'll both handle themselves well and kick well and make it tough on us to make a decision.
So. Gary, do you think there'll be enough situations in the preseason to really get a read on making a call?
Yes, you know, but I think you normally assume no. I mean, it's just the way it works. It's not like you go out and try to create field goals, you know. But, we're going to probably rotate them every kick, like I told you. And if one of them has a game winner or something, we'll make sure the next guy gets the other one. So we're just going to be as fair as we can. But they will kick enough during the course of the month that the competition will be more than fair.
Is there anything that jumps out at you, good or bad, a few days into camp here, happy with this please?
I like how far we're coming as far as just our toughness mentally and physically. I mean, it's always – very hot here in camp, and we're down a bunch of numbers today. I think we practiced minus 10, and that's quite a few. Usually you're maybe 5 or 6 after about 5 days, but we're minus 10 today, so, and had a good practice. So, you know, I like what I see going on from that standpoint.
Is that because of the minus 10, because of just some nicks and bruises and stuff?
Yeah, Zach's out, Adibi's out. I think Egbo went down today in practice, and there was one more, and I can't think of who it was. But, yeah, we started with a very short number before the day started.
The afternoon practice was inside the Methodist Training Center, and head coach Gary Kubiak met with the media then.
Coach, how's Fred been looking, and what's he got to prove this?
Well, he's doing fine. You know, obviously he's got a lot of young players that he's battling against, so it's very competitive on the back end. But, he's doing his job. Fred's had some ups and downs in his brief career here with Houston. He's had some opportunities, some start, and now he's trying to work his way back, toward that level with those guys. But he's working hard. He's had a good off season.
How'd the day go? I know this morning was really hot.
Yeah, it really was. I slowed it down this afternoon. It was good. We're just down some bodies. You know, we're down 9 or 10 this morning when we started. So, it's just the toughest part of camp, really, the rest of this week. So we're trying to get a few guys freshened up, see if we can maybe get them back before the week's out. But, just trying to do more mental stuff this afternoon.
I know you already talked about this, but would you speak again on Andre Johnson going one-on-one with Kareem every practice?
Well, first off, Andre, you're going to get his best every day. And, we're trying to get Kareem ready to, opening day. He's probably going to line up against a pretty good player that day, too, and Reggie Wayne. So, you don't want to protect him. He's got to kind of throw him to the wolves, so to speak, and he's getting Andre every day. So we just want him to understand who he's working against, how great a player he is. So there's no false impression there. He knows exactly where he's at every day, and I think he's doing a good job.
What's the injury thing, Gary?
Injuries?
Zach, what's the
only thing? The only addition this morning was Egbo. Egbo got a little leg problem.
Who's this?
Egbo.
Okay.
Going to miss some time, but the two biggest ones from yesterday were Adibi and Zach Dowles. Both had growing injuries in special teams practice yesterday, and Zach's doesn't look like that big a deal, maybe a day or two, but Adibi, I think, is going to miss some time, so unfortunate there.
Also talking after the Tuesday morning practice was kicker Chris Brown. He's been with the ball club since 2002, but now he's battling Neil Rackers for the starting kicking job. Brown talked about that battle after practice.
I'm going to come out here every day with a good attitude and just, enjoy this opportunity and compete as best I can. And at the end of the day, not worry about, whatever decision's made. So, I can control the things I have control over, and I have control over my attitude. I have control over coming out here and competing. All that other stuff, I don't worry about.
Have you changed the mechanics or done anything differently since last season?
No. Same stuff. Just making sure I try to come out every day and just focus on my routine, and again, just enjoy it.
How'd you do today?
I felt like I hit the ball really well. I did. I felt like that my focus was good. I think most every one of my kicks I hit really solidly, which, I mean, at this stage in the game, as far as training camp goes, that's what you're looking for. You're looking for consistent contact on the ball. I got the last one, I pulled a little left, but and I'm certainly not pleased anytime you miss a kick, but when you do and you feel like you hit it well and you were focused and really into your target, I mean, there's really not a whole lot you can do about it.
Was last season something you kind of needed to mentally get over?
Well, yeah, I mean, no question about it. I had to sit down in the off season and evaluate what happened and figure out in my own mind what happened. I moved past it though. That's the great thing about this game is last year's over and done with, and I'm just looking forward to this year and really just enjoying this training camp. I mean, this is my 12th year and I'm probably enjoying this situation more than any other camp, believe it or not. And people probably think that's crazy, but it's good to have competition. It's good to have Neil in and I think that, there's really kind of this idea that because you got competition, that there's got to be some contentiousness in the relationship, and there really doesn't need to be. Neil's, again, he's a great guy, and we're having a good time. Now, when we're out here competing against each other, we're competing, and we're fierce competitors, but when we walk away from here, we can be friends.
Are you prepared for the alternative of not getting in and maybe moving on to something?
I'm not worried about that. I really am not. I'm just focused on what I have to do every day, and whatever happens is going to happen. Again, that's out of my control. So I can't worry about, kind of the end destination. I'm really just looking at this as really kind of enjoying the journey and trying to learn something every day. And eventually it'll play itself out and then we'll figure it out and go from there.
As for Rackers, he also talked about that competition with Brown and also discussed their relationship throughout this process.
I think the mindset for both Chris and I has to be, you just do your best. You do what you do that makes you and has made you successful in this league, and make the Texans make a decision on who they want to help win ball games and who's best for the team is what it boils down to.
You feel like this was a good situation coming here knowing that you were going to have to compete?
Yeah, I think competition is good for anybody. Some of my best years have been years when I've had competition in camp. I have a lot of respect for Chris. We get along great. You'll see us hanging out a lot during practice. And when it comes kicking time, we just go do our best and then come back and talk about what each other did. It's kind of nice to have another experienced kicker that if you're not hitting the ball great, you've got someone else that knows what's going on. And I think that's a benefit for both of us.
Were you concerned that maybe the relationship might be a little contentious or icy before
you got here? No, because I think that usually happens with younger guys. I think with vets, you're both professional, and you know how to do it. You've had competition before, and you just go out and do your job.
How'd you do today?
Made them all. So that's, keep doing that, and things turn out well.
How do you crank up the intensity in a drill like this today? I mean, obviously you can't get game day stuff, but...
It's, to me, it is game day stuff, and I know you can't simulate a crowd noise, but for me, I'm around new guys. I've got to prove to them that I can put the ball through the uprights, so that's more pressure than a game to me. You're trying to impress your teammates and let them know that when they put you on the field, they're getting 3 points, and so that's important, and you just go out and do your job.
We thank you again for checking out this Texans Today podcast and want you to stay right here at HoustonTexans.com to find out more about your favorite football team. I'm Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan.